etc. We're beginning Yerideh Simin Kuf Gimel, which is the Simin of Nosein Tam of Gam. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a Machlokas HaTanoyim about Nosein Tam of Gam. Machlokas of Meir and Reb Shimon, is Nosein Tam of Gam Mutar, or is it Aser? And the Gemara also, in that context, discusses the din of Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager. Right? The Torah says, "Lotokol Nevela Lager Shebisharecha Titnena V'Achala." By that, Nevela has to be something that you give to a ger. Is that the Gemara that Nevela, which is Re'uya to a ger, has it in Nevela? Nevela She'ena Re'uya Lager does not have it in Nevela. And what that means is, if you have a nevela which is srucha, which is now disgusting, for it's one tanoim has to be srucha meikara, has to be, that was always disgusting. So such a nevela that was disgusting, the halacha is that it's mutter. And that seems to be the paradigm of the nosin tam of gam. Nosin tam of gam means that if I have tam of an iser, and the tam of the iser goes into food, and it makes the food less geschmack than it was beforehand, that's nosein tam of gam, and we pass the nosein tam of gam as mutter, and that is based on this gemara of nevela she'ena re'uya lager. Point one, hold it, inhale, let's go weiter. The lumdus of nosein tam of gam, why it's mutter, is a famous machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba holds that nosein tam of gam is mutter because there is bittul. Meaning, according to the Rashba, when I have the flavor of tarfus that goes into something else, so that flavor is going to be bittul, and that's why it's mutter. If there would be, let's say, more iser than heter, so then you can't have bittul. So you can't have nosein tam of gam being mutter. It's only mutter because there's bittul. That's what the Rashba says. The Ran disagrees with the Rashba. And the Ran says that nosein tam of gam is mutter because you're not getting hana'ah from the achila. That's what the Ran writes. Nosein tam of gam is mutter because you don't get hana'ah. Now, therefore, Shulchan Aruch writes in Se'if Beis that if you have a nosein tam of gam, but you end up getting more hana'ah because there is, let's say, riboy hakamos, right? Let's say the iser gives it a bad flavor, but there's riboy of the kamas. It's higdil ha'isr midasur shel heter, meaning it fills you up more. So in that situation, according to the Ran, it's going to be usr. Because in that situation, according to the Ran, you are getting some hana'ah. You might not be getting hana'ah from the flavor of the isr, but sof kol sof, I'm getting hana'ah from the isr, because the isr fills my stomach. So in that case, it's going to be mutter according to, in that case, it's going to be usr according to the Ran. But according to the Rashba, it's going to be mutter in that case, because the Rashba says that nosein tam of gam is mutter out bittul. In this case, there is bittul. The fact that there's also a riboy hakamos, the fact that there's more substance here, and therefore fills me up more, doesn't take away from the fact that that the tam was bottle, because according to the Rashba, just to say it in slightly different words, the din tam ki ikar, that we're mechadesh, is only if the tam is meshubach. But if it's not tam meshubach, das heis nisht tam ki ikar, and therefore it's going to be bottle. Therefore, it's going to be bottle. Tam ki ikar is an exclusion. It's an exception to the din of bittul. But if I have tam of gam, which is not halakhically tam, so the regular din of bittul sets in. And according to the Rashba, even when there is riboy hakamos, it's still mutter. As opposed to the Ran, who would say that when there is riboy hakamos, it's going to be usher. Gilead Maharsha quotes a tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek. We had this tshuva already. If I add some milk into wine, so the milk that's added to the wine makes the wine, can be 30 seconds, makes the wine not as flavorful, not as tasty. But the milk that's added to the wine makes the color better. And therefore, I could sell the wine for more money. Zach, the Gilyan Maharsha, that according to the Ran, that is a situation where no same time of Gam is going to be usser. Because just like by Riboy Hakamas, just like when you increase the volume, it's going to be usser because there's some benefit accrued. So also, when there is some benefit accrued, al yedei the tzlilas hayayin, because the wine gets more clear, so it's also going to be usher according to the Ran, according to the Rash, but al cha'ira should be mutter and gan. Mr. Weiss.
The Ran doesn't deny bittul. This would just be that if there is a time, let's say you would have.
By no same time of gan, there's always a time.
Well,
it's just a lousy time.
But the Ran wouldn't say his sheet of freeway akamos when there's no.
Of course not. If there's no time, right? The only thing is that the Ran is going to say that when there is time and the time is bad, but that bad time is offset by something good, so then the Ran says it's also. Okay? So this is Machlokas Rashba and Ran. This is called introductory Nosin Tanafgan. Nosin Tanafgan 101. It's the first college course in Nosin Tanafgan. Yeah.
Darren, what about the opposite case? If you don't have Rove Het there, but it's Nosin Tanafgan, should the Ran be Mekel over there?
If you don't have Rove Het there, but it is Nosin Tanafgan, so the Ran should be Mekel there also. You see, the Ran holds that the nature of Ma'achalos Asuros is that you get Hanah. The Gemara in Bava Kamma speaks about Misasek, that B'chala Torah Kula, Misasek is not a Maisa Aveira, let's say it like that. And B'chala Torah Kula, if I do something with Misasek, I'm not culpable. But Misasek B'chalavim and Arayas, Chayiv, Shekein Nehena. Right? Misasek B'chalavim Arayas, you're Chayiv, because Taka, you got Hanoah. So what? Who cares if you got Hanoah? Lamaisa, I'm misasik. I didn't do that Vera. If Yosef Engel, Aswin Doraisa, Paul Chofdawad, points out that you see that the nature of the Isser of Pios Hasuros, the nature of the Isser of Macholos Hasuros is the fact that you get Hanoah from it. Short of the Hanoah that you get, right, there's no Isser. The Ran is saying that the din of Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter because there is no Hana'ah. When there is no Hana'ah, so it's going to be mutter. The Rashba is saying that the din of Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter is just because there is Bittul. Now let's just take this a step further. There are two dinim in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. One din is nevela sheinu ra'uya l'ger. If I have a piece of flesh and the flesh has been left outside, hot day, now it's yucky flesh. Nevela sheinu ra'uya l'ger. You can't give it to a ger. That's mutter. And there's a din nosin tam lefgam. The Ran is going to say that both dinim are fundamentally the same. Both demon are based on the fact that there is no Hana'ah. The Rashba, the Cha'orah, is more difficult because the Rashba is saying that Nosin Tam Lefgam, in the sense of when the Tam comes out, Nosin Tam Lefgam, according to the Rashba, is a din of bitter. And l'cha'ora, it's hard to hear how that din of bittul is connected to the din of nevei lo she'ina ru'uya l'ger. That's one point. In the Dear Beloved from the Gilas Sefer, page 177, 178, he addresses this issue. I have to admit, it's a little hard for me to process exactly what he's saying. How can we learn? How can we learn the din of Nais and Tam Lefgam from the Veil of She'ena Ru'uya Leger? But the fact is, that's what he says. Now, there might be part of a machlokes over here as follows. If you remember, we discussed the Reb Chaim in our youth. What's the nature of Tam Ke'ikar? Is the pshat in Tam Ke'ikar that there are part of, let's have chazer, and the chazer is nice and tam into noodles. Is it the pshat that there are like particles of chazer in the noodles? That's why it's treif. Or is there a new din called Nosin Tam Lefgam? Right? Is Nosin Tam Lefgam a new din? Or is Nosin Tam Lefgam the same din? One could argue that the disputes between the Rashba and the Ran connects to this idea. Now, what's the Rashba saying? The Rashba is saying that Nivela She'ina Ru'uya Leger requires that it is totally Eina Ru'uya. Right, it is nevela srucha. It's disgusting. Tam ke'ikar only requires that it is chaser melach, yatir melach. Right, what's the pshat? The pshat is that the Rashba says, well, tam ke'ikar is a new din, as opposed to nevela she'ena ru'uya leger. No, it's a new din, and therefore the new din, we could say, it's not the pshat that there are particles of chaser. It's a din of tam. And one could argue that a din of tam only was formulated by Tam L'Shavach, was not formulated by Tam L'Fgam. That's Judaism according to the Rashba. The Ran, however, is saying that Nais in Tam L'Fgam and the Vela She'ena Ru'uya are basically the same din. That means that the Ran is saying, or potentially saying, that I conceptualize Nais in Tam L'Fgam or its twin brother, Tam Ke'ikar, as if there are particles of Chazer. Narvas, the nature of the Isra of Achilas Chazer is when I benefit, when I have Geshmak from the eating of Chazer. But if I don't have Geshmak from the eating of Chazer, so that's not the nature, that's not the Isra of Achilas Chazer. Okay, so far I have Ran, Rashba, Grand. Good? Nafkaminas. So we have one nafkamina, Riva Yakamas. I have another nafkamina in terms of if I add the milk to the wine, Samach Tzedek. I have another nafkamina as follows, the Pashtas. Let's say I have something is nice and tam, but it's also no sein reyach. Right? Reach in the sense of das stinkt gefährlich. Right? Do I have to translate that for you? It smells terrible. Right? So there's tam. But it smells bad. So what's it in that case? The Ran would say, l'cha'ora, that there is no hana, mutter. The Rashba might say that unless it's butl, it's going to be usr. The fact that there is also a smell, and that smell is a bad smell, doesn't take away from the fact that the isr is present, and the isr is not butl. Bade HaShulchan, page 192, 193, addresses this issue. Mr. Weiss.
Why does the Rashba think that all of a sudden allowed it?
Slowly, the Rashba says that the heter of Nosin Tam Lefgam is because the Isser is bottle on the hatter.
Meaning normally it's not bottle.
Normally this is in the Tom Kicker is mafkiya the bittel. But when it's nice and time of gam and it's not time kicker, so then there is bittel.
I guess I'm asking is why would the meaning if the reason that noticing time of gam is not considered like time is because it's booging the food. So then it's possible that
Rav
will be included in that as well.
Says the 5 Bible, Badia Shulchan, page 192, 193. The Bible says that everybody knows smell is a chiluk of taste, no? There's a lot of things that are a chiluk of taste, but aren't actually gustatorial. We go to a restaurant. They bring you food. And the food has like all this chocolate drizzled around the side and the presentation on the plate. Mesa tastes much better because it looks nice, no? Just that adds to the sensation. Tastes better. Me'idachisa, if I have something that smells bad, right, it could have the most geschmacka taste in the world. Right? If I would close my mouth and I would take the food in my mouth, right, it would taste really good. The only thing is my nose is open and I realize that this stuff smells really bad. Right? So in that case, right, the taste is not good. The Gemara says that sight is a chelek of taste. Gemara, 8th perek of Yuma, a suma, doesn't have geschmack in his food, no? A person is blind, Rachman Litzlan. Food doesn't taste as good. No? That's the idea. Again, this might be relevant for the deen that we'll learn in a little bit later on about whether bugs are considered nice and tamed with God. A bug could have the most geschmacka taste in the world. What a beetle! But on the other hand, beetle? Fat! Disgusting! Right? Go both ways. The point is that taste might not be only a taste. You saw it? I think that's what you meant. What's an afkamina between the Rashba and the Ran? Prima Gadim. Mishpitzos Zohav. Sifkotin Alf. Diba Masla Odava Erlocha. Odava Erlocha Ba'erachayim Hochus Pesach. They hey pay says they help us Pesach. Simon Tufmem Zayin. Shehevia Machaber Ramo Machlokias. You know, some time of Gam Shari be Pesach, O Usser. But it's Machlokias whether no some time of Gam is Mutter and Pesach or not. What's that Machlokias dependent upon? Hine. Tam Ha'osrim, who Harashba, the Rashba who says no some time of Gam is Usser and Pesach. The Rash from the Chufa Tav Tzadi test, was she Tasei also? The Nosin Tam of Gam Ktsas Mitam Bittol Bereiv. Yochamis of Pesach Kol Shehu Oser. Oser. Masha ain't Tam. Masha ain't came to Haran. Nosin Tam of Gam Ktsas Domel of Nevela Shein Ruyel Ager Kol Mitam Bittol Bereiv. Right? The Prima Gunim is saying if something is Nosin Tam of Gam with Ktsas. Meaning, if it's mamish serucha, if it's an avail that tastes awful, but of course it's mutter. But so there's no sintam of gam ktsas, that the time is not as geshmak. So the Rashba says it's mutter based on bittel. The Ran says it's mutter because it's a din of hana'a causing the iser. When the Rashba says it's mutter out's bittel, that would mean that by chometz and pesach, when there's no din bittel, going to be usher. But according to the Ran, the Nosin Tam of Gam is based on no Hana'a. So in that case, Nosin Tam of Gam by Chometz Pesach should be Nosin Tam of Gam by Chometz Pesach should be Motor because there's no Hana'a also. The din of Tam Keikar wasn't formulated when there is no Hana'a. The Prima Gadim Tainus, that's my focus between the Rashba and the Ran. The problem is that in Oyrechayim, the Mechaber is Meko on Nosin Tan Nafgan by Chametz or Pesach. That would sound like he holds like the Rab. However, over here, the Pashtus in the Mechaber in Se'if Beis is like the Rashba. Yesh misha chochech lomar shem higdala iser. That lashon, yesh misha chochech lomar, the way the Mechaber quotes the Ran, it sounds like there's some people who like are scratching their heads, they're trying. It doesn't sound like he firmly holds like the Ran. It sounds like, if anything, the Rashba is the Ikar Shita. Yeah, if the Rashba is Ikar Shita, he should be Machmir, a nice time of God by Pesach. This is already hard to grapple with. You have to say within the Das of the Mechaber that somehow he's relying on some Shitas that Chametz of Pesach is going to be bottom. The Shisha. This is a Shita, the She'utos. Maybe behits Taref the Shitos, behits Taref the She'utos, and behits Taref the Ran. That's why he's making a nice and time of God by Pesach. But if you really hold like the Rashba, those in time of Kam should be also in Pesach, because there is no, those in time of Kam should be also in Pesach, because there's no Bittul Chametz in Pesach. Mr. Pellet Schwartz, you have a comment?
Just going on why it's only when there's a slight
Nafkam. Yeah, so if it's Mamish, those in time of Kam, in its time of Kam in the sense of Nevela She'ena Re'uya Leger, so then I don't need the regular, I don't need this new din of Nosin Tam of Gam. At least for the Rashba, that Nosin Tam of Gam is a new din, right? It's a din as opposed to the Halacha Nevela Srucha. And it's a new din, and therefore a lower level of Pagam suffices, right? That's the Halacha. That's the Halacha. Okay. Let's go weiter. I have to put on my glasses so I can see my notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how close based off are you going to start the shiltos at the specific?
Not so much, but
that's for sure.
Yes. The pashtus would be that Nosin Tan Mufgan should be usher on Pesach if you hold like the Rashba, yeah. Is it mutter to create Nosin Tan Mufgan? Right? One of the cases of Tan of Gam is I have chometz v'toch grisin. I have treif vinegar, and I put into some lentils. Okay, I don't know about you. I've never had vinegar and lentils. Maybe if you want to break your fast on it today, be my guest. I don't want to have to pick up the pieces. But vinegar and lentils to consider those in Tan of Gam. Am I allowed to do that with chatzchila? Am I allowed to take my treif vinegar, pour it into my lentils? What's the din? Plug it in. According to the Rashba, it's aim of atnis al chatzvila. Right? According to the Rashba, no sin tamakam is mutal tzbitul. Aim of atnis al chatzvila. So I can't pour my chometz into the grease. And by the way, somehow the Beis Yosef points out the Torah keeps saying using the word yayin here, but it really means chometz. Right? Okay, whatever. But according to the Rashba, it should be Aser. According to the Ran, Hasver Nosenes, then it's mutter to put the chometz into the grisin. Because what's the problem of the situation? Maybe I'm not gonna get hanah from the chometz. So it's mutter. I don't get hanah. What's the problem?
Why are you doing it?
Why am I doing it? Because I'm on a dare. I'm trying to get into the Yeshiva University fraternity. I don't know why. Mefreknish King Kashas Farvos. You did it.
There is no Hanah from this.
There is no Hanah, right. Right? So why are you doing it? I don't know. Obviously, there's some Hanah you want to do it. It's Hanah that's considered completely indirect. Someone pays you for it. whatever it is, right? So says the Badeh HaShulchan that maybe it's going to be usher even according to the Ran, because first of all, he quotes an Isser v'Hetra Arach, who says this, that the Gemara tells me that I'm not allowed to use a Kedera She'ina Ben Yomo. I can't use a pot that has not been used in 24 hours because we're Geyser Kedera She'ina Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo. Kedera She'ina Ben Yomo can't cause a problem. Whatever time will come out of the Kedera, he's noticing time Lefgan. Can't cause a problem. So how come I can't use a Kedera She'ina Ben Yomo? It's like come at the end of a Vodazara. Because Gezerah Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo. So if that's the case, maybe the pshat is I make a gigantic Gezerah that in any case where I have something that is going to be Nosin Tam Lefgam, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to. It's not based on Bittul. The Rashba is saying it's based on Bittul. Right? And according to the Rashba, I can't make those in time of Gam, because aim about the Sochatzvilo. But according to the Ran, I could say I'm not allowed to make those in time of Gam, just like I'm not allowed to use a Kederish in the Basioma, because I'm Gozer, Kederish in the Basioma, Otto Kederish Basioma. So therefore, I can't use it. So here also, I shouldn't add my chomet to the grisin because it's lo gara mikedera she'ina basyoma keder basyoma. Badeh HaShulchan, I don't know where he says this, page 192, 196, 197, someplace, right? He has the Shtetl Torah calling the Isra B'Heter. Now, Hanir Lof Yenius Deity, however, that there are two possibilities as to why I should not add my chomets into the grisin. Either Eim Befatman Sochatzvila, like the Rashba would say, or to Gezerah Einu Ben Yomo, or to Ben Yomo, like we're saying within the Ran. If it's out Eim Befatman Sochatzvila, so we learn in some Mitzadi tests that they're knasos. The knas is the one who does it. And the mission is fatel b'shvilo. It's also usher, no? So if I pour chaymetz into your grisin for you, why am I doing it for you? I don't know. You're on a dare. Base up nishtvas. Why you want chaymetz in your grisin? But I do it for you. Usher for you. If the Rashba's right, that it's based on ein nevatlan isser l'chatzvilo. But if the Ran is right, that the reason I should not add chometz to my grisin is because Gezerah Eino Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo. So the chora, that means I should not use the pat. I should not do the bittul. Me'echates, it's going to be usher for you. But the din, the iser, l'mishan, is fato b'shvilo, only applies right, when it's a din of Ein Mevatlan Yisrael Chatzvila. If it's not a din of Ein Mevatlan Yisrael Chatzvila, so then it does not apply. This, I think, is the basics of the machlokes between the the Rashba and the Ran.
Doesn't the Gezerah Eino Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo apply to everybody, not just the person who used the
claim? Right, but the Vard is the Keli is Usur, because the keli should not be used. I'm saying I'm not allowed to make, to add my chometz into the grisin, because it's no worse than the kederah shein bas yoma. But that doesn't mean that it's usur for you. Right? I'm not allowed to do it, because just like I'm not allowed to use a kederah shein bas yoma, I can't do it. But lav dafka is an usur for you. Right, the Keder and the Bas Yoma, the Chafta, the Keder is also for everybody. Based on that thing, Keder and the Bas Yoma, I want to answer the Maisa of putting Chomets into Greece. But who says that Maisa negatively impacts you? No, I think this is somewhat reasonable. I have in my notes from years ago that I wanted to send this question to M5 Cohen. Can't do it anymore. Okay. Rashba, Tyrus Habayas Ha'aruch, Bayas Dalet, Yutesamar Aleph, quotes the same Gemara that we've been discussing about the whole time. The din of Nosin Tan Lefgam, the din of Nevela She'en Ru'ya Leger, etc. The Rashba writes that when the pat gives off flavor into the food, so that's a din of Tam Keker. And since Tam Keker does not apply by Nosin Tam Lefgam, that's why it's going to be mutter. That's what the Rashba says. But you get the impression from the Rashba that it only becomes pogom when the tam goes into the food. Theoretically speaking, kol zman the tam is inside the dofne hakadera, theoretically speaking, that tam is tam shevach. Comes along the ra'ah, and the ra'ah jumps up and down, spits with her nails, and the ra'ah says, one second, if the tam is l'shevach, kozman, it's inside the pot, so it should be usher to use this pot to cook in, because that's aim of atlan, that's what chatzila. The bliyas in the pot are bliyas l'shevach. Oh, what a geshmak of bliya. Right? Tastes good. So I'm not allowed to cook in that pot, says the Ra'ah. Because when I cook in the pot, I'm being mevatel the bliya shebetoch dofnei akedera. I'm not supposed to do that. So the Ra'ah asks, based on his assumption that ein mevatlin Israel chatzchila is a din da'iraisa, so the Ra'ah asks, why do you need to say gezer kedera she'ena ben yoma atu kedera bas gezer kedera she'ena bas yoma atu kedera bas yoma, should be usher to use a kedera she'ena bas yoma on the level of da'iraisa, because you're being mevatlin on Israel chatzchila when you use it. Right, this is all, I think we noted this, Rashba and Ra'ah in our youth. But it's mamish, it's a beautiful piece of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says it should be usher to use the pot because you're being mevatel the iser that's inside the dofne hakadera. The Rashba responds to the Mishmeres Habayis. He says, first of all, come on. Who says it's an Issur D'Oraisa? Okay. And if it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, so then I still need to come on to the Gzeira Eina Bas Yoma for whatever the reason. Moreover, the Rashba writes, we spoke about this in the Tzadi Tess, Bela Shebekedera E Efshar. Those words mean l'cha'ira that the tam in the kedera, even though that tam is nosin tam l'shevach, kol zman in the kedera, but since whenever it comes out into whatever it comes out, it will be nosin tam l'fgam. So it's e efshar lavoli de iser. Once it's e efshar lavoli de iser, it's going to be mutter. The Rashba is going to say, and we said this idea in our youth, if you remember, in Simen Tzadites, Redin of Eim Evat L'Nesor Chatzchila, and then we also encountered a famous Rashba, about Keli Shedarko L'Shtamish Bo B'Shefa, a Keli that is ordinarily used with a very considerable amount of heter, So therefore, it's never going to come. Yes, sir. Rashba holds kelish dakum l'shtamish by b'shefa is mutter. What's the peshar hadavar? Why is it mutter? L'mais I'm being mafatun esol chatzchila. Teretz is that the Rashba holds that the reason I'm not mafatun esol chatzchila is we're worried dimal ol yivaklenu yafe yafe. Where you might not do a good job in the bittul, and therefore the isser is going to come and trafe up everything. But if I have a kelish dakum l'shtamish by b'shefa, and the isser can't trafe up everything, mutter. Right, that's the Rashba, and the Tzadi test. And that's what the Rashba says over here. You're right. The taste in the pat is gar geshmak. Right? The bli is in the dofne akadera taste gevaldik. I spectra, it should be usher to use the pat because ein mevatlin po israel chatzchila. Zak the Rashba, no, dude, that's not right. Because aim of anisul chatzchila is a chash, you might not do a good job of betel. But if it's not shayach, that it won't be mutter. Because the time that's going to come out is going to be bad time. And there's for sure going to be roiv kenegdoi. So of course, that's mutter. Right? Once the rash was make on dakol shamash b'shefa, that's why the Rashba can be mako on this din. On the din of the bli and the keli is nice and time to shevach, but it's going to come out lefgam. There's no din of emavatlan sol chatzchila based on the Rashba's understanding of how emavatlan sol chatzchila works. That's all in the Shi'urei Harav somewhere. It's in the... I'd have to look at my notes, my page. That's on the Shir Harav. Let's go a step further. Rashba and Re'ah disagree about the nature of the Bliya in the Kedera. The Rashba sounds like the Bliya in the Kedera is Geshmak. It's just the time that comes out won't answer. The Re'ah says no. It's got to be that the Bliya in the Kedera is Pogam itself. Because we're the Bliya not to be Pogam itself, so then the Bliya is not Pogam itself, so then there would be an Isser of Eimavat Nesor Chatzpila. That's the Ra'ah. So Elamai, the Ra'ah says the Bliya in the Kedera is Pogam. Sefer Be'ikve Hatzon, L'moreinu V'rabbeinu HaRav Tzvi Shechter Shlita. Be'ikve Hatzon, page 140. Now, one of the common cases, right, that comes up. Notice in time of Gam on Pesach, right, we say is Machmir, right, because, right, we being Ashkenazim and Tuf Mem Zayin are Machmir, notice in time of Gam on Pesach, because as we explained, notice in time of Gam is Mutter out Bittul, and Bittul is not possible B'chomish B'Pesach. However, when I want to say notice in time of Gam is Mutter out Bittul, that is type 2, Nosin Tam Lefgam. Right, remember, let's go back to Judaism 101. We have a din of Nevela She'ena Re'uya Leger. Nevela Srucha is mutter. If I have a piece of meat, it's been outside in the hot sun for a week, the buzzards are getting to it, Vayera Ayat Alapgarim, it's mutter. Right? Nosin Tam Lefgam, in the sense of the Vela Shein Re'uya is mutter. Based on that din, I have another din according to the Rashba of Bittul. The din of Bittul is based on the fact that the time that comes out is going to be Bittul. For the Rashba, the time in the pot is Geshmakatan. Therefore, if I take a pot, a chametz pot, and I cook in my chametz pot on Pesach. So the Rashba is going to say that what happened is I am being mevatel the iser right now. The iser is coming out into my food. I'm being mevatel it. It was geshmak beforehand. Now it's tam, batel, etc. But Zotter of Shechter, page 140, Mikveh Hatzon. Zotter of Shechter, hold it. But according to the Ra'ah, the time in the Dofne HaKadera is ungeschmack. That means not good, not tasty, right? Ungeschmack. If that's the case, that time is like Nevela, She'ena Ru'uya, Liger. If that time is like Nevela, She'ena Ru'uya, Liger, so then we could argue that you don't need to come on to the din of bittul. If I have to come on to the din of bittul, I'm going to say, oh, there's no bittul coming to Pesach. Also, but if it's a din like in the Velas Rucha, if I hold like the Ra'ah, that the time inside the Daifne Kedera is bad time, that means that time is like in the Velas Rucha. That means that what? Oh, the time is like Nevela Srucha. That means it can't aser even on Pesach. Because on Pesach, it could aser based on the fact that now there needs to be bittul, and there's no bittul on Pesach. But if it's not based on bittul, if it's based on the fact that since al sfashimot, right? It's all disgusting, it's all shriveled up, yuckity, right? So in that situation, it's going to be mutter. So if you have somebody, the way Rav Shachter says it, that this shayla only comes up on Pesach when the husband decides to make an omelet. If the wife is making the omelet, the shayla never comes up. The show used the Pesach spatula. The husband decides to make an omelet. Right? What's he thinking? He takes out the chametzdika spatula that was used for flipping pancakes. Nice in time of Gam, but Pesach, Rashba, Usser. But it's not a nice in time of Gam in the sense of a be'en of an Isser that diffuses, right? Like Chaymata Teich Grisen is one type of nice in time of Gam. You have a be'en of nice in time of Gam. This is a nice in time of Gam of a Blia. Nice in time of Gam of a Blia is Usser according to the Nosin Tam of Gam of Abliya, according to the Ra'ah, is Nosin Tam of Gam already. Tastes bad. If that's the case, when the husband uses the wrong spatula, according to the Ra'ah, we could say that the Pesach pancakes are going to be kosher. According to the Rashba, I need to come on to Bittul, and therefore there's no Bittul on Pesach, therefore it's going to be ulcer. That is the Shir Hakdama to Nosin Tam of Gam. That's a Shir Hakdama. Question. No, we're not relying upon Rama Halach. He's just pointing out a potential nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Nachon. Yes. Okay, good. I just want to break for 1 second, and I'll talk about Asar B'Tavis for a minute.